What do you think about the way people are saying this plan for a Green New Deal is too ambitious?
Okay, from a physics point of view, it is eminently doable. We can do it. We just have to make up our minds and actually do it.
Why from a physics point of view?
Oh, that's pretty much my only point of view, right?
True.
The solar resource is very, very large. It's so large that it just is bigger than all the other energy resources combined. Okay, so that's one. Then there's a wind resource. And the wind resource is something that typically comes when the sun is not out. The wind blows more when the sun is not out. So from a physics perspective, sure, let's just do it. It becomes this thing that I don't have any much control about, and that's political. It's a political question, not a physics question.
What are your thoughts on the Green New Deal?
I'm all for it. Let's do it. Think of the nice jobs. Putting solar panels on a roof is fun. I've done that. It's a good job. That's a clean job. That's a green job. Growing more food locally, that's a green job. Solar transportation by boats on the Hudson River and the Erie Canal, that's nice green jobs. That's a wonderful way to live. So yes, even up here in the Northeast, in our climate, there's plenty of solar energy for the green future.
Yeah, it just feels like life would be so much more pleasant. Solar boats everywhere and water travel in a clean way.
Have you been in an electric car and an electric bus?
Yes.
Okay, which you like better? Electric vehicles or...
Oh, my gosh. There's no comparison. It's so quiet.
Yeah, so there's the kind of future we're talking about. It's better for everybody. So let's get there.
Well, what I'm really impressed about with the document that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is creating with her, I'll have to look at the other politicians that are collaborating with her, but basically they made sure to write into it that part of the Green New Deal is not only the translation of the grid and the translation of transportation and infrastructure and all of those things, which I assume would also mean really cool solar trains too, right?
Sure, why not?
But also the way that the translation to these new technologies could be the translation to more awareness of inequity in general, not just carelessness towards the environment. She actually wrote within the document, we could eliminate poverty and we could leverage green technologies to balance out gender disparities and class and racial disparities. Do you think that people ideologically hold on to old energies like coal? And in some ways, coal mining and other technologies like that are related to a certain way of life. So do you tend to abide by that idea that to a certain extent, moving to the Green New Deal and the green technology requires people to ideologically move forward, to be more expansive?
Well, if you think about the birds going up to Canada to eat, they're going up to get the resource and they're all going together. They're, you know, a flock, they stick together, they eat the same stuff. No one bird takes that much advantage over the other. The same thing with a reindeer when they're moving in a herd. You eat here, you eat there, everybody eats here and there. It's pretty egalitarian.
Right, there isn't one reindeer that's saying build a wall or...
Well, the Alaska pipeline is sort of a wall for the reindeer.
Put up a net to keep those birds out.
Well, that's what happened to the passenger pigeon. Humans put up nets and caught all the passenger pigeons and made them go extinct.
Oh, really?
Yeah. People can screw things up pretty badly. And if we work together, we can do things very nicely together.
So given that you focused on animals earlier and then now within your discussion, did you ever use animals or migration patterns to teach physics and to teach the laws of physics or not really?
Well, the thing that I come back to is that we're all solar powered. The plants and all the animals and all us, all our thoughts, all our moves are solar energy. So yes, in that sense, of course.
Did you ever take RPI students out on the hill and have them look at birds flying and examine physics that way?
What I took them out on the hill for was to examine the sun, because the sun moves with the seasons. Actually, it's the Earth that's moving, okay? But it looks like the sun is moving, and I would make the students actually take data on where the sun went throughout the course of a semester and throughout the course of a day.
Wow.
So that they actually understood how the sun works.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Borton.
Oh, it was really good talking with you.